You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some lucky men to be cowboys. There's no ordinary man can wear the name. Hearts of gold and hands of leather. That restless will ever attain. Branded by the land, befriended by the wind, you may never pass this way again. But something in the wind is saying that your time is now. Your daddy calls you a drifter, I call you cowboy. That voice of freedom is calling you down the line, and you don't know where you're going, but you know what you leave behind. Up now to chase your dreams, to show yourself and the world what freedom really means. Branded by the land, befriended by the wind, you may never pass this way. I call you cowboy. She's got eyes blue as the sky. Whoever said that cowboys don't cry. calls you a drifter, I call you friend. I call you cowboy.
I'm here with Bren Hill, and Bren, we're going to talk about a handful of your songs. Let's start with Call You Cowboy.
Yeah. I love to talk about that song. It's a song that kind of launched me into my career, I think. As a young songwriter, it was a song that I got to where I wanted to go as a writer. You know, back then, I'm not sure that I had all the tools and the know-how to get there. So I just think it was, you know, about as organic an effort as I could probably muster in those days. But wanted to be a cowboy, and I was a much better singer-songwriter than a cowboy. I'd gone to cowboy poetry gatherings all around the country, and, you know, my parents encouraged me. I had English teachers that encouraged me, and still I just sort of wanted to be a better horseman and roper than a writer. But my buddy invited me up to play cowboy. He was working for a guy by the name of Frank Bowman, and his name was Jason Van Tassel. He was kind of a, I guess, a local cowboy legend masterpiece. He was, you know, high school rodeo star and had a lot of girls in love with him, and he was just an all-around good guy. Taught me a lot about cattle, about horses, and taught me that I'm not a cowboy. Had a great time. You know, I had a great time working for Frank and for Jason. And, you know, Jason came to me at the end of that season. He said, I've got a job offer at one of the Simplot ranches. I'm really considering it. But he says, my parents, his mom's a successful business woman and his dad, very successful. And he says, they want me to go to school and, you know, become a doctor or a lawyer or something. And, you know, do this on the side. And he says, I just want a cowboy. And he also had a girlfriend at the time who wanted to get married. And I always tell people the moral of the story is never go to a songwriter and ask them what you should do with your life. Right? Because I wrote that song. I started it literally watching a rainstorm go by. I was under a run-in shed holding the horse. Kind of had the first verse and chorus written. And I drove down Weber Canyon here. Back home, I was a college student in those days. And I think I wrote the rest on a little notepad or something, and literally it just fell out. You know, I got the guitar in my hands, and it just all meshed together. And over the years, like I say, it's some level of commercial success, about as successful, I think, as a cowboy song can be. But it's been rated in a couple of top 50 listings of cowboy songs, you know, and alongside of, like, you know, Big Iron on My Hip and Tumbling Tumbleweeds and things like that. And so, you know, I never had that intention, but I cease to be amazed at the life that a song can take and where it goes. And, you know, I just forwarded you a picture, Doug, of Jason and I a couple of weeks ago. And Jason's been all over the country. He has a master's degree. And
in cowboying?
Yeah. Yeah. He got that from the King Ranch. Graduated from Utah State University, cowboyed all over the country. He was a VP on a ranch in Eastern Oregon, went down and got his master's, went to the Parker Ranch in Hawaii. Now he's up in Sundance or Eastern Wyoming somewhere. But
some pretty prominent ranches.
Yeah, just doing what he loves and very good at it. He's got a beautiful family, and that picture was just he and I a couple of weeks ago.
So what's this song about?
You know, the song's about growing up and finding your way in the world. As a guy who wanted to be a cowboy, I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. And I wrote this song for my friend who did know what he wanted to do. It was a different path. And, you know, in it, I think I wove all these sort of messages and sort of the story behind the story there is take the risk, follow your dreams. You know, make yourself useful to the world and become good at what you love and make a contribution and make people's lives better. You know, Jason has done all those things, and I hope in turn maybe I've done a little of that with the music. But yeah, I look back at that and I think that song was about growing up.
So you were thinking about cowboying, being a cowboy? And what is it that you were not good at, whereas you had this other natural talent for writing songs and singing them and playing guitar and the other things you do?
Yeah.
Performing, entertaining. You had that. And what were you not good at
natural, cowboying? Natural horsemanship is not one of my gifts. It's just not in me. You know, I have to learn it. And even then, I'm slow at it. Whereas, you know, guys that I look up to and respect and have, you know, cowboyed alongside of just seem to be natural horsemen. Guys that rope pretty well, probably a little more athletic than I am. And the call is to others to do that. And I love it. You know, I still do it. I still get out with my friends and try to cowboy, and certainly fall and spring, you know, do that kind of work with them and take part in it. But, you know, I've learned the art of staying out of the way too over the years, not making a nuisance of myself. But, you know, the natural gift for me was to be able to look into the heart and soul of a cowboy and articulate what it is that they feel from their perspective. And I think, Doug, there's, you know, a little bit of cowboy in everybody. I think everybody wants to understand what it is about the West that makes it such a mystical, indomitable, iconic place where cowboys and other iconic creatures live, you know, wildlife. And we just seem to have something very special and mystical here in the West. You and I live here. We know that. People don't get the opportunity to live here, want to connect with it. You know, I've always tried to bridge that gap between the people who live it and love it and the people who don't get to live it but still love it.
So on Call You Cowboy, how'd you do it in the recording studio? You have steel guitar on that?
Or? Yeah, that's me playing acoustic. You know, I came up with that little goofy riff. It's a, you know, it's a G chord with a run down it, runs down to a D. I figured that out sitting on the couch, probably, you know, all those lyrics are swirling around in my head. It's simple. I've played that for some people who say, that's all that is, you know, once I show it to them. In the studio, it was me playing acoustic guitar and Ryan Tilby playing dobro and a little bit of upright bass and, you know, a little background vocal. There's just not much to it. You know, the story is sort of what it is. We tried to keep it real and capture the essence of what that song is in the studio and just keep it sparse.
Do you remember the first time you played that in public?
You know, I don't remember the first time I played it in public, but I do remember the first time I played it for Jason Van Tassel. And yeah, it was in the my basement of my parents' house, and he kind of looked up with tears in his eyes and said, "Man, you get it." As a songwriter and an artist, I don't know if you can put a price tag on that. You know, when you can hit someone, you know, right in the guts and, you know that they know you get it.
So much of songwriting is fueled from adolescence and wanting to do something different than your parents wanted you to do.
My dad's an accountant, tax accountant. So, yeah.
How did he react when you told him I was going to be a singer-songwriter?
They've been very supportive, you know, and it's been very good to have an accountant. But yeah, I think they would have, you know, accountants are all about stability. You know, the arts are not a stable livelihood. It's just kind of constant madness. And, you know, after 25 years of being in it, you figure out a way to, you know, level things out and take some of that advice that you got from the accountant, you know, to do that. But
this was you telling your really good friend, Jason, you should be a cowboy. This is what you love. And I know your parents want you to be something different, but you follow your heart, right?
Yeah.
You knew his parents.
Great people. Yeah. Love his parents.
And how did they react to the whole thing? You giving Jason advice that was against their wishes as a teenager.
Yeah. His dad has got such a personality. He showed up he came to a concert one time and he says, "The only question I've got is, why am I the bad guy here?" Now, I didn't mean for him to be the bad guy, you know. He's such a great guy, but I think his parents have been supportive of him. And I think, you know, after all these years, they've seen that he's been very successful in what he's wanted to do. And his family has been able to take part in his work. You know, his kids can go out and ride with him. And His wife is a better hand than he is.
Wow.
She's really, really talented. So,
Call You Cowboy, what else do we want to say on this one?
I feel like I have to thank somebody for this song because it's just been, you know, so defining for me as an artist. I guess God gave me this song, but I thank Jason Van Tassel. I thank all the guys like him that do what they do just because they hear the call in their heart, you know, to do it. It's guys like that that keep me doing what I do. So, yeah, I feel like I, you know, even though I penned this song for those guys, I feel like I have to thank them for the inspiration.
Where do you put this in your set list when you play?
You know, this is a show closer most of the time these days. And it's crazy that, you know, all these years later, you start playing this song and people will clap in the introduction or mouth the words, you know, and people will come up and they'll say that song is about my son or my nephew or my dad or whatever, you know, and it's just amazing that people can hear a piece of music and relate it to their lives.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.